Blog Talk Radio.
Liked Legend of Zelda, so it was like, by the way,
you
can't stop this song. So I was like, oh, I have to stop it.
That is an awesome song. Who would ever want to stop it?
Oh, man, I'm still waiting to hear that in a club somewhere so I can just break it
down.
That
would be amazing.
Just all over the dance. You know, it'd be like, grab her and hold her still. I was dancing while I was playing.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all. I was screaming at Firefox, actually, is what I was doing.
Did I not tell you about Firefox 2 days ago?
I know. I need to switch back to Chrome. Me and Chrome had a breakup, but we're going to have to, you know, make up, because...
You have to reconcile.
Yeah.
And, of course, exactly. I use that guy, ladies out there, you know who I'm talking about, the guy that you don't like, but he just won't go away.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you need him to help you with stuff, like move stuff, but...
he's looking at my muscles.
Muscles? Ew. They never have muscles, those guys.
Yeah, they're not, but they want to act like they are, and you're like, no, that's just, no, that's not cute.
I actually had a bad flashback yesterday to a guy. This is why I'm bringing it up now, that a guy that was like that. Oh, God. And I'm sure he was nice, but women, we're not visual. We are a little bit. And I'm not asking you again to wear Armani, but you can at least show up at my door without a dirty T-shirt on.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And I'm not talking about the sexy dirty where you might have just been working on your car and you just kind of drop by. No, I'm talking about dirty like you didn't bathe for a week.
Ooh, no. I dated a guy like that for about a week. Well, I say dated. This was many moons ago. Ginger was very young. Anyways, the poor guy stunk all the time. He was very cute. He was very sweet. I couldn't complain about him being any way other than that he stunk. I'm sorry, dude. I'm going to have to break up with you because you stink. Everything about a shower. Just. You want to borrow my shower?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
All right. So I guess I actually came here for gaming news, not to hear about the guys that we used to date.
Well, we have to help our gamer guys because you out there, because you just are missing the one part, which is the dress. You got the brain. You got the mouth. You're a gamer already. And you want us gamer chicks to be hot. We don't mind if you're a little hot. You know, throw a nice shirt on. If you have link on it, and look, what were we talking about last night with men's fashion? Joe says he missed it, but here's my favorite look on a guy. If you're a geek guy, you got a nice little blazer. Not in Texas, hopefully, because I don't want you to die. Some jeans. You got some of those little smoking slippers. That's hot now, and you got link on your T-shirt underneath the blazer. You could be a little messy, like you just rolled out of bed. Make sure you smell good, though. And then I'm all over you.
I differ. I like the bad boy look. I can't help it.
That's a bad boy look. You can make that a bad boy look.
Just
make sure you smell good. Okay, I gotta share this because we have a bunch of former Gamingatrix alum floating around, and I generally don't.
Do.
Yeah, I generally don't mention them. It's not because I don't owe them our lives here. The reason why we've been around for so long, but because sometimes forget all the great people who passed through. But one of them is on Facebook. Her name is Deborah Rodriguez, and just posted a picture of an original Atari with Pac-Man in the slot and Defenders. You got to see this. Go by our Gamer Girls Radio Facebook page. Oh, my God.
I'm going to look at that. That, wow.
I saw it, and my hand started itching because I remember playing it, and I was like, I know what that button is. You know, you don't see it for so long, you forget what the little button. It only had four buttons. You know, it's not like our Xbox where you got, like, a ton
of. Exactly, yeah.
But I was like, oh, that's a reset. I remember that.
Wow.
Missile Commander is on top of it, too. And Space Chase. Oh.
I know. Next time I go back home, I'm going to have to see if my mom still has my old Atari.
You know, my grandmother has my Sega Genesis, and she is not coming up off of it. I'm going to have to strangle that old woman.
Is she still playing it?
She doesn't play it. She's holding on to it. She's like, I know if I have this, you're going to come by here. So can I just have my Sega?
Wow.
I need to play me some Pirates of Darkwater, woman, because, yes, I have that for Sega Genesis. Anybody remember that game, Pirates of Darkwater? That cartoon TV show from the 80s? Yeah. Anyway, news.
Somewhere in there, I missed that. All right, well, I've got... I have to start with this one just because this one made me laugh as I was reading it this morning when it came across. Don't get angry, get even. Mad Cows pits players versus player in online castle bashing mayhem. Mad Cows is a multiplayer spoof of a wildly popular birds versus pigs physics game designed exclusively for iOS and is universal for iPhone, iPod, and iPad. I'd like to say that's not universal. If it's not on my Android, it's not universal. All right, so
oh, you left that one. If it's not now on your Android and your Windows tablet,
Windows,
it's no longer.
Windows tablet, yeah. As much love as we do not get on my Android, I should really change those phones and but yeah, it's Windows. All right, so Mad Cows was designed around its multiplayer experience for awesome action, strategy, and a bit of luck. You've had years of practice against enemies that can't fight back, so now it's time to put those skills to the true challenge against another player. Six different animals to throw. We've got choose an animal from your herd and let your enemies feel their furry fury. Toss those poisonous pigs with a gas attack to eliminate farmers behind cover or the battering ram who can crack even the most defended block with his charge attack. All right, so we've got... The chicken can drop egg bombs straight down. I need to know, are they rotten eggs? That's something I need to know. Anyways, the sheep can detonate upon request. Yes! Oh, my God, that's from WoW. The ram can be tapped to let out a powerful charge attack. The pig releases poisonous gas that kills any farmer that inhales it. The cow adds extra points to your score when tapped. And the bunny multiplies into three baby bunnies to spread the damage. All right, so we've got 16 single-player stages. Mm-hmm.
Baby bunnies. No, no.
Baby bunnies. You're so cute. Sharpen your skills going solo in 60 single-player levels. Each animal has their own set of stages to master. Each stage is designed around that animal's specific skills, so you can practice alone or bring your improved skills online. You can earn stars based on your performance and compete in the leaderboards. So that sounds kind of like fun. Anyways, the release date is July 12th, so it's coming up, people. And it's going to be a whole 99 cents. So if you head over to GameMatrix.com this morning, I've got a YouTube video up for you. You can watch this, check it out, and laugh. It sounds hilarious.
All right. Joe sent us in a late-breaking story, which I will get to in a moment, but because I have to read this other one first. Oof. Of course, we've been following this one for you for a while. Apple won a battle against Samsung with the Galaxy Tab injunction win. You all thought it was over. We told you it wasn't. The ruling was made yesterday by U.S. District Judge Lucy Koh, who also scored Apple its first major legal win against Samsung. Apple claimed last June that the Galaxy Tab infringed on one of its design patents and tried to pursue a previous preliminary injunction against the tablet last July. Apple has also recently tried to stop sales of Samsung Galaxy's S3 smartphone. Samsung has already appealed the order shortly after it was released yesterday. Apple still has to post a $2.6 million bond that would be paid to Samsung if the injunction was later deemed to be unjust. Although Samsung has the right to compete, it does not have a right to compete unfairly by flooding the market with infringing products. co-wrote in her court order. Check out the full document below. While Samsung will certainly suffer lost sales of the issuance of an injunction, the hardship to Apple of having to directly compete with Samsung's infringing procedure products outweighs Samsung's harm by the proceeding of the court. At this point, the ruling is more symbolic than anything for Apple. It's more than a year since Samsung first unveiled the Galaxy Tab 10.1, and the company has already released a sequel to that device, the Galaxy Tab 2 10.1, which isn't affected by this ruling. But for Apple, it proves that its dogged pursuit of design patents can eventually pay off. According to VentureBeat, Samsung has also released tweaked versions of Galaxy Tab 10.1 in other territories to avoid similar injunctions. You know what? Apple, instead of watching Samsung, or you should have been paying attention to what Windows did. You all took your idea from Windows originally, the iPad, even though we are all up in arms. We're all like, oh, my God, the iPad is the best thing ever. Nobody ever did this before. When Windows did do it, does belong to Microsoft. And instead of coming after you when they released their tablet and saying, by the way, you stole this idea from us, they released another tablet. While you weren't paying attention, you got yourself into trouble. Windows came for you. You even can look at the wrong. What's my favorite analogy? Looking the wrong way, crossing the street, you're getting hit by a truck. You should have been paying attention. Oh, so you're worried about this little tablet? You need to be worried about Windows. Looks like they're going to give you a run for your money. And I haven't met anybody yet, even the staunch Windows haters. Even Mac people are like, I may have to get me one of those Windows tablets.
yes, totally.
Yeah.
I don't want to, but I may have to. All right, so I think we kind of saw this coming. We've been saying that they're going to have to do it, and I don't think we've actually talked about this yet. Zynga? Or Zynga?
Ooh, Zynga. You know
Zynga.
Zynga.
Zynga. Plans to build a gamer's social network.
Well, they've already done that, haven't they? What have they been doing all this time?
I'm not quite sure, but this is in Yahoo News this morning. Zynga Incorporated unveiled a social network for gamers dubbed Zynga with Friends on Tuesday. So it's been out a couple of days. Between itself from a long-standing symbiotic relationship with Facebook that has shaped two of Silicon Valley's closely watched internet companies. The game publisher, which has been under pressure to reverse a steep slide in stock price in recent months, said its new network will pair gamers with opponents and make features like player profiles and an activity stream and chat available for all users, regardless of whether they play Zynga games on mobile devices or on desktop computers. That sounds kind of new. Zynga with Friends is one network, one unified experience, and one social lobby that will, for the first time, connect all of our players, no matter where they are playing. That's kind of cool. So I wonder what Facebook is going to do in retaliation. What do you think?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Because, you know, Zynga is still, they're still on Facebook. Did it say
they
were leaving?
That's true. But if they build an opposing website that, pretty much like Facebook, but just for games.
Well, no,
and it doesn't have all the security risks.
It's already been done, pretty much. That's what Raptor is and a couple of other places. And also, Facebook did come out and say they were going to do something gaming. So everybody's all up in everybody's business.
This is very true. I wonder who's going to be the last man standing.
There's something cool going on the Book of Faces.
Oh, yeah? What's going on right now?
Good, all this breaking news, and again, I do have this thing from Joe I have to share. However, this just popped up in my feed. You can get yourself a Little Sister and Big Daddy download code for pre-ordering at Game if you're in the UK. This in Little Big Planet for PlayStation Vita.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put a Big Daddy and a Little Sister in your Little Big Planet as an avatar, just like the.
Yay!
You can customize your Sack Boy to look like them. So you pre-order. It didn't. What are you pre-ordering at Game? I guess it's Little Big Planet. Let me go see what they have because this stuff on Facebook. Oh, y'all have to learn to consolidate your news. We said one email. We give you one email and y'all just send it from everywhere. Why? We got to monitor every social network. Woo. See?
We do. And I think they have a Google Plus up this morning, so.
Backwards and in heels. Okay, so it's Little Big Planet is what they're saying. If you order, you get yourself the ability to make your Sackboy look like Big Daddy from BioShock or the Little Sister, if you don't know who those are. And they look very, very cool. I just shared the picture on our Facebook. I kind of want it. I don't even have a PlayStation Vita, but And I'm not even an avatar type of person where I have to have all the little cool things, but I think this is so cute. I would love to see my Big Daddy running across the screen.
That would be hilarious. I like that.
All right. So let me get back to the story shared by our friend Joseph Hill via the Twitter, a European court, according to him, or because Linky sent us from the LA Times, a European court on Wednesday upheld most of a massive fine against Microsoft, the European Commission's competition watchdog, closing a case against the software giant that began way back in 1998. In an appeals ruling, the General Court of the European Union rejected Microsoft Corp's request to dismiss the fine levied back in 2008, but did trim it by a few, few euros, only 39 million euros.
Only. Wow.
Counting two earlier fines, the case has wound up costing Microsoft a grand total of $1.64
billion. Ouch.
Okay,
you know what, Microsoft? They only wanted like a quarter for each thing you sold. And I'm not talking like a quarter of the price. I'm talking 25 cents.
Yep.
They only wanted 25 cents USD.
That's
25 copper pennies.
That's right. The $860 million is a fine, a penalty for noncompliance with the Watchdog's 2004 order for Microsoft to make computer programming code available that would allow competitors' products to interface properly with Microsoft server software. Microsoft did so, but at a price the commission said was so exorbitant, it amounted to not complying.
Wow.
Okay. Anyway, the company has already booked provisions for all the fines and penalties, and after the ruling, it has no active outstanding quarrels with European regulators. In 2009, Microsoft entered into a broad understanding with the Commission that resolved its competition for law concerns. Most notably, of course, in the 2009 deal, Microsoft ended an investigation into allegedly abusive practices for bundling its Internet Explorer web browser along with its operating system. Microsoft agreed to instead offer customers a range of browsers to choose from. You know what? I don't necessarily agree with that. Of course, many people are saying that Apple, Google, and Microsoft are acting as patent trolls using the legal systems and regulatory systems tools to thwart competitors as part of their wider struggle for market share. Again, I don't agree with that. Microsoft and Apple are pretty much the only operating systems we got. Apple bundles Firefox with their stuff. I didn't see.
Do they?
Yeah, or Safari, or rather. I can tell you now, this iPad sitting beside me has no other browser on it. And I've never seen it offered. So why is nobody after Apple saying, oh, you're packaging Safari. What if I wanted Mozilla on my iPad? It did not come with any other browser. Why?
I think what it comes down to is nobody thinks about Apple like that. Everybody thinks Apple comes one tailored suit, and that's the deal. Microsoft is always offered, if you can see the air quotes, as the choice to use different things. That's not true. It's just that people did not use Apple's software and computers and laptops until recently. So I think in the coming years, we're going to see a lot of this aimed at Microsoft, at Apple as well.
They better get it ready because it's ridiculous. I think the only thing I've ever picked up is a cell phone. We got these browsers, pick any you want, and you can get rid of the others if you don't.
Yeah.
So this is it. That part is idiotic. If they want to make their own browser and bundle it, why can't they? They didn't stop you from downloading the others. They just said this is what comes with it. When you go to the McDonald's and they say, I'm ordering a number 7, whatever the number 7 is, the Big Mac, fries, and Coke, they do ask you if you want to make it bigger. They don't just say, and they ask you, maybe you want a different kind of fries. Well, McDonald's doesn't have different fries. Let's say Jack in the Box. You want the regular fries or curly fries? You can change it out. Same thing here. Why is it people can't apply the same thing to software? Maybe I want my Windows, and I might not want to use Internet Explorer, and some people like Internet Explorer, and they're fine with it coming with their computer. Sometimes they're fighting over stuff.
Who uses Internet Explorer? I want to know this. If you use it, let us know, because
purists.
Every time I open it up, that thing takes forever just to load.
I think the people who use Internet Explorer are purists, or they've never tried the other browsers, or they have no idea what a browser is. They just, to them, that's their internet.
Oh, wow.
My internet, I need you to open Internet Explorer window. Well, my internet stopped working. Okay, I said open a browser. I said nothing about the internet.
Wow. All right, people. I hate to agree with you that the internet needs a license to be used.
See?
But some of you people make it so hard not to agree.
Well, it's probably a 30-page booklet that we could write that they could have at the DMV. Just like you pick up your driver's book, you have to know these things when you take your test. And this license is bundled with your driver's license. And here's your internet license, because it's just as dangerous for some of you.
It is. Some of the things you do just Yeah, speaking of wonderful sister, if you're listening, I'm going to shoot you later, just so you know. Okay, so, anyways, what do we got? Ooh, the whole South Korea shutdown law. Looks like some people are ticked off. Game company parents over South Korea's shutdown law. South Korea's new shutdown law was supposed to keep teens from gaming during a six-hour block every night to focus on more important things like studying. But two groups have already filed lawsuits that question the legality of the new nanny state law concocted by lawmakers in the country. A group of game makers doing business in the region, including NCSoft, NeoWiz, and Nexon, have filed a lawsuit claiming that the shutdown law is unjust and unfair to them. True story. Another group representing both parents and teenagers in the country has filed a lawsuit claiming that the government is violating the basic rights of parents to make decisions for their children. Again, very good point. South Korea's Ministry of Gender Equality and Family claims that the shutdown law is the bare minimum it can do to protect teenagers, apparently, from themselves. Meanwhile, two of the biggest gaming services on the planet, Xbox Live and the PSN, have been adversely affected by the law in South Korea. Sony recently announced that it would suspend the PSN service in the region so that it can make sure that it is fully compliant with the new rules. The writer goes on to say, hopefully a reasonable response from the courts will effectively kill this horrific bill. I can't even believe this passed, but it is South Korea, and they are different. They've got totally different beliefs than us here in the U.S., but I cannot imagine stepping in and saying, you know what? No, you cannot parent your child. I'm going to parent your child now. No internet for you. That's just not right. And there's no way that they're going to be able to keep these kids out of these games during certain hours. Just, they're not. This is a waste of money and a waste of time.
Well, they seem to think that they can. So,
No.
All right. I got more news from the Facebook.
That bad, huh?
No, it's not bad. I'm just like, we give you one email. They send it to us Facebook. I don't know. What can we do? We got to get these people to organize somehow, Ginger. Okay, so this is from our people.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Our people over at Rockstar. I don't know when this actually just started happening today. I think I've gotten before this maybe two people that sent me messages. Two. Via Facebook, and I said, okay, use this email. The rest of them, they just insist. But anyway, Rockstar Games would like to let you know 4th of July has a whole lot of sparks coming. Max Payne 3 is releasing its Local Justice DLC pack July 3rd. So if you don't feel like doing fireworks outside, you can go and pick it up. The Local Justice pack, which is the first downloadable content pack for Max Payne 3, will be available again July 3rd for your PlayStation and your Xbox and your PC version. Of course, the PC version doesn't come on until July 17th, so you're in trouble. The pack includes three new maps for the Max Payne 3 multiplayer, featuring areas from the game's intense final chapters, plus a new weapon, a new item, a new multiplayer faction, and these will be associated with new achievements, trophies, or social club accomplishments. Whew. 55th Battalion HQ map for all game modes, the Imperial Palace Departure Lounge maps for Deathmatch, Team Deathmatch, and Painkiller. I wonder how the people at Dream... I was going to say DreamWorks. That's not their name. The people that made the game, Painkiller, how are they feeling about that? Lightfinger's item for faster looting, M4 assault rifle with attachments, Sao Paulo police faction with related avatar customization options. Since the Local Justice Pack was originally announced to release in June, we're making it available during launch week, they say, for a discounted price of only 480 Microsoft points on Xbox Live or a mere $5.99 on PlayStation Network. And you PC people, as a show of appreciation for your patience, after which point it will return to the normal price of 640 Microsoft points or $7.99 on PSN and PC. Of course, now, if you purchase the Max Payne 3 Rockstar Pass, you will receive it back free of charge, which means you just paid for it in advance. The Rockstar Pass is currently available for 2,400 Microsoft points on Xbox Live or $29.99 on PlayStation Network and PC. How is this free? So you can go ahead and buy the Rockstar Pass. What does that get me? Is that cover all your games? Like when I'm playing Grand Theft Auto whenever it comes out, which I hope is soon because, oh my God, I'd be dying. Am I going to get all those expansion packs for free? Which I don't care. I buy them all anyway because I love me some. I love
speaks. That's a good question.
UPC people will also be able to get the pre-order and retail DLC on July 17th when the local Justice Pack launches for the PC. And, of course, they have some screenshots, which they did not give to us. Thank you, Rockstar. Lovely. Can I just get my GTA and go? I really don't care about Max Payne. We keep telling y'all that, and y'all send me everything but the GTA.
Yeah. All right, so I've got more news. It's just kind of crazy how much stuff is out today, and most of it's just useless. All right, we've been talking about Habbo, so let me go into this.
Ooh, more Habbo news.
More Habbo news, and I'm going to butcher these names again, so people be prepared. Sulaki begins relaunching Habbo with more safety features in select regions. In the aftermath of a Channel 4 investigation into pedophiles targeting young users of the virtual hangout Habbo, owner Sulaki has begun a soft launch of chat services in select regions. Sulaki CEO Paul Fontaine announced via the company's blog that a new and improved Habbo, with more security measures in place, has launched in Finland, Spain, and Brazil, with more regions being relaunched in the next few weeks. One of the key things users will note when logging back into Habbo is that they have to pass a new responsible use test prior to re-entering the site. They say they assume this test will gauge the knowledge of safety and safe behavior in Habbo. I like that. The new safety measures include additional tracking measures to clearly tie all virtual interactions to real users' identities, more staff moderators to be present in a wider range of rooms across the site. You know what? Why don't you have a staff in each room? I don't care if it puts more people in a room. If you don't have a staff member in there watching the chat, that's not cool.
That's exactly what I said. People don't want to police their games. I mean, remember in MMOs when you used to have a GM, you could call them, they'd show up, and they'd handle disputes, problems, threats, and things like that, separate you, ban your account, kick you out. Whatever you needed to be done, they handled it. And I think in the past few years, and I've been playing MMOs, I don't see anybody.
Yeah, I have no idea that that
just
is just
put
not.
Put you in there and go.
Mm-hmm.
And these were good jobs for players, too. I remember EverQuest, one of my friends worked at staff EverQuest from home, being a GM.
Yeah.
She got paid $10 an hour.
Wow.
And she only worked like 4 hours a day, but still.
That's nice. I mean, that's only $40 out of your game developer's pocket. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, they had a separate EverQuest account for work they couldn't use.
Yeah.
For the other time.
Yeah. It does look like they've got a new volunteer user-populated virtual police force called Guardians. Limited chat that can be upgraded by earning their way to filtered chat through responsible interactions. That has good intentions, but just because a pedophile is a pedophile does not mean that they cannot fool these people long enough to get past these chat filters.
Or be the ones to be volunteer to get into a position
exactly,
to
Exactly. A new chat system that alerts moderators to inappropriate content and an emergency button that can be used to alert management when something unsafe is happening. Sulaki also said that it will be issuing a call to users to care to apply for assistance on the advisory summit in the coming days as well. You're trying. You really are. You waited too long to do this, Sulaki. You let this get out of hand to the point that a news station got a hold of this and totally just smeared your name everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're trying to clean up your act, and you're only doing it because it came to light that this was even going on. Otherwise, you would not be doing this. So I'm still not a fan of yours. And these steps, while in the right direction, are not enough. I'm sorry. There should be a moderator in every room. I like the idea about the, you know, you have to go through a little safety course before you can join. I like that. I think it should be a repeated thing every couple of weeks. You have to do it again to be able to log in. Just, you know, a refresher, a reminder of, hey, don't be stupid. Because I remember being a teenager. I was stupid. So anyways,
But some people never heard.
Yeah.
All right, for those of you interested, the Google I.O. keynote is going to begin in a few short minutes, but if you dare leave us to go watch, we will cut you. So you stay right here. You will stay right here and listen to us. They're not saying anything you want to hear just yet. Now, if they start talking about games, we may leave you here. However, another interesting thing, another interesting what do we call it? Trade show? Oh gosh, we don't even know what these are called anymore. There's so
yeah,
many.
I know, right?
Is getting some wonderful, wonderful news. They've managed to nab a really big speaker, Peter Molyneux. Mm-hmm. The gaming show is called Rez. Yes, Ginger Rez. It has been announced. And it's former Lionhead CEO and 22 Cans creative director Peter Molyneux will be there. He'll host a developer session that will explain more about his latest project, the 22 Cans Curiosity, and share his unique take on the industry. The creative assembly, Gearbox, Where's Rampage, and Stanley Glass Games are just some of the other PC gaming names that will be speaking at the two-day event. Rez takes place July 6th through the 7th in Brighton and will also offer the first chance for UK gamers to go hands-on with Borderlands 2, as well as Aliens, Colonial Marines, Far Cry 3, and End of Nations. If you are in that area, you can pop over to their website and get yourself some tickets. It's www.rez.com. And I know you're like, how much are they, Corey? I see €20 if you're going to go all 3 days. If you're only going to go one day, it's about €12 mm-hmm. per day. So $4 discount if you go ahead and buy both. I think that's good.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
And it's by the water. You're going to be by the West Pier if you...
I know, I like that.
In London, yes. Off of King
you're
Road.
Making me sad. I want to go play in the water, and I live in the flipping desert. There's no water here.
King is by King's Road, and those of you who are like, I don't know anything about this one, because if you burn as much as I did back in the day, remember they used to base them off of real maps, I was all about King's Road, baby. I don't know if I should be going, I shouldn't probably be on King's Road, I'll probably have a flashback and start driving real fast on the wrong side of the street at that.
You can't go there anyways.
Yeah, I can.
You're not allowed.
Oh, man.
Alright, so Cute Things Dying Violently comes to PC on July 17th, 2012. Ask your doctor if cute things is right for you. Are you...
wait.
Yeah. Badly translated people, so bear with me.
Okay, GLaDOS has you. Wait a minute, Ginger. GLaDOS has you.
GLaDOS, me, honey.
Oh,
I
my...
will stab you in the face.
Oh, God, you sounded just like her when you said that. GLaDOS, I will stab you in the face.
Hey, did she let me go?
She let you go, finally, yes. Oh, wait, she's got you again.
GLaDOS, dirty floor. Am I free? GLaDOS, I will shank you so hard your children will feel it.
Okay, you're free now, but it was so funny because it sounded like GLaDOS talking to GLaDOS. It's hilarious.
All right, here we go. Apathy Works, Cute Things Dying Violently, the smash hit of last August Xbox Live indie game Summer Uprising, is finally making its way to Windows PC on July 17th via Desura, Indie City, and Indievania. It's going to be $2.99. They say, be warned, the standalones with Grover Cleveland's inaugural address in the term of sheer historical impact. All right, so what is CTDV? Well, they say it's a game about critters. And the critters need your help. You flick the foul-mouthed little bastages around each level to get them safely to the elevator. Between the critters and their salvation lies puzzles and a ton of murderous objects such as bikes, saws, fire, and homicidal bucket-headed robots. It's up to you to save these cute things and prevent them from dying violently. In addition to a single-player campaign of 60 mind-bending reflex-testing levels, there's also 6 unlockable challenge levels, 24 achievements, and a built-in level editor that players can use to create and play their own inferior levels. Awesome. Okay, so what they have to say about this, looks like there were 25,000 copies sold, 100,000 downloads on XBLIG. It's been ported to Linux, Mac, iOS, and Android. Yay, Android love! Free updates, including new in-game objects and a planned level-sharing hub. That's going to be cool. Comes with a warning, and I got to read this. So, for you having lunch, I'm so sorry. Fair warning. Did you put down your food? Are you sitting? Everything's turned down so your boss doesn't hear this? Side effects include aches and pains, nausea and vomiting, diarrhea, or all 5 simultaneously. Further side effects may include cold sores, hot sores, lukewarm sores, losing feet, crashes, sashes, birthday bashes, chest hair on women, super chest hair on men, inexplicably absent chest hair on Portuguese people, paranoia, trustworthiness, exuberance, depression, tripolar disorder, or a terrible case of the Mondays. Please be on the lookout for helicopter tongue, hovered nipples, bonitis, thunderbutts, and genital inversion, purple. Purple urine, stigmata, and what our lawyers have referred to as a profoundly alarming state of incessant mooing. Immediately discontinue use if you experience sexual attraction to wall sockets or oncoming traffic, a falling sensation, a lack of a falling sensation while you're actually falling, spontaneous verbal outbursts against particularly smug-looking or a sensation of wearing an electric diaper. If you experience an erection lasting 6 or more hours, call in sick and just, you know, have fun. If you experience an erection lasting 6 hours or more, and you are a woman, please sign our attached waiver and call our 24-hour penis removal donation hotline. Yay, I got to say penis!
Yeah.
Please don't fire me, Corey.
That whole story was out of order.
You loved it. You loved it. You know you did.
That it rant about, yeah, it was a whole rant. It's crazy. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That was great. I'm crying.
I feel something that I wrote for a contest last year. I'm going to have to share with Ginger off the air. It's very much, yeah. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Oh, God. Okay.
PR people, please send me more press releases. All right. I love these.
Was that Paradox? Because it sounds like something they would write.
No, that wasn't Paradox. But maybe Paradox and these people should work together. This was from Apathy Works.
That is so very Paradox right there. Oh, my God.
Right?
I was just like, oh, God.
They're hearing the same PR people.
They have to. Wow. It's memorable.
Amazing. This has got to be just about the best press release I've ever read.
Okay. All right. So.
Penis donation.
All right. So, Dendra, first I want to pull you into the frame of mind. You have been banished to the underworld, never to see the light of day again. The surface is ruled by the cruel Emperor Hawthorne, masked vampire. All of the known lands are subject to his brutal command. Everyone who speaks out, who misbehaves, who doesn't fit in, is cast into the dark. Volcanic pits of Avernum, far below the surface. Okay, we've all here played these games before.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we've all here played Avernum. It's from Spiderweb Software, and they've today announced the release of a new update for Avernum Escape from the Pit, which you can find a review of on GamingNatrix.com. You better go look now because our build from the ground up is nearly done. I am not even playing around with you people. Escape from the Pit, of course, is their indie fantasy role-playing adventure for Windows. This update is a version 1.0.1 upgrade. I'm rambling. Features a wide variety of bug fixes and balance improvements and is highly recommended. The upgrade is available on both Steam and on Spiderweb's own website. They're saying, the first chapter in an indie fantasy role-playing saga. The tale of desperate exiles and their battle for survival and all their own. Somebody will probably like this. I'm not going to say it's unlikable. And I do like RPGs, but it's not my cup of tea. It didn't pull me in. I think it is? It's the three-quarter view that kind of pulled me out of it. After playing Gladius, and Gladius is this exact same type of game, but Gladius actually has you down, you know, in the you're actually in the field. You can see your characters, and you can customize them. And again, not to say Avernum is a bad game. Some of you probably will absolutely adore it. It's very, very old school, very RPG/RTS, and it does have a good story. I thought the story was excellent when I did get to play it before I handed it over to Ginger because I had too many games that week. But storyline was excellent. I was engaged by the story. I wanted to know what happened next, but I was not that enamored because I like to be down in the middle. Also, why I don't want to play Diablo. And I haven't seen the new one. I don't know if Diablo changed their MO, but part of the reason why I never liked it is I'm not a fan of the three-quarter view anymore.
No, not at all, not at all. And I don't know. Like I said, the game technically wasn't bad. It just wasn't, it wasn't fun. It was, it made me want to stab my eyes. Yeah.
Didn't give you any girl wood, Ginger?
No girl would. No girl would. It needed to, and it didn't. It was just, wow, this is so boring. All right, so. Yeah, that, and I'm not really into RTSs, so if it had had any kind of instruction at all, that would have helped. That would have helped immensely, because otherwise I was just wandering around blind. Do I go here? Do I touch this? What do I do with this?
Yeah, that may have been my fault. I think I forgot to give you the guide. But
Oh, see? That would have helped.
Sorry.
That's so not nice. You see how it's just not cool.
I love you.
No, you don't. All right. So, $99 Xbox 360 Kinect bundle now in Best Buy and GameStop.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. So, Microsoft made this announcement quite a while ago, but now it's official. Microsoft's $99 Xbox 360 with Kinect bundle with a questionable two-year subscription to Xbox Live is now available in limited quantities at both Best Buy and GameStop in the United States. The deal was previously only available at about 14 Microsoft stores in the United States, but the company said that it needed more locations to test out the viability of the program, so it expanded. So it expanded it to some retail partnerships. The 4GB Kinect Xbox 360 hardware bundle retails for $99, but customers have to agree to a two-year Xbox Live subscription plan that costs around $15 a month. The plus side to the deal is that you get the hardware on the cheap, but the downside is that you're now paying a hefty monthly fee. And you end up paying about $420. Yeah, no. Beyond that, there's also a lot of fine print in the deal that punishes you for not sticking to your contract. The early termination fee for those who want to get out of the contract is $250 in the first 3 months after purchase, which scales way down to $12 in the 23rd month. Wow. So pretty much either way, they're going to get just about all of their money from you, whether you like it or not.
See, I thought when you initially said it that they were saying you were going to get all of that for $99, meaning you got your two-year subscription, you get your Xbox, your Kinect. I said, that's not bad.
Yeah.
But I got to still pay for the monthly subscription?
Apparently so, yeah.
That's messed up.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I don't think I like that. I don't think I want any parts of it.
No, and I may need a new Xbox, but I'm still not going to go with that deal.
Well, Xbox is fine, but I thought that was a good deal. If nothing else, you know, that's an eBay sale. You buy it, you sell your old Xbox on eBay, something. There's a way to work that out.
That's true.
But I got that from my lovely cousin, who is the queen of selling stuff on eBay. She'll buy stuff somewhere else and then sell it on eBay, like, in a heartbeat, and she actually makes a living that way. I don't know what you call those people.
That's nice.
What do you call those people that do that?
Lucky.
I don't have the fortitude to pull it off, apparently. I was like, ooh, I got this. I'm keeping it.
No, you got to, like, watch the sales, and you have to know the trends. And, yeah, I'm just not into that.
It's not even a know the trends thing. She I don't know where she finds this stuff. I'm amazed. I am in awe.
Good deals. Go for it.
She does. She ended up with, I think, 2 iPads one week, and then one of them was new, sold one, wiped it clean, you know, had to call me, of course. How do I set this to refactory default?
Wow.
So she makes her living that way. And you say, no, she doesn't. Well, the woman is walking around with Coach bags. If you don't know what Coach is, guys, go look it up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, for those of you who don't want to use Chrome Ginger.
Hey, I said I might.
Mm-hmm. Yo-Yo Games is launching 7 new games on the Chrome Web Store today. Yay! It hopes to sell a lot of them, but the bigger point is that it wants to make is that it can publish these new versions of its games with lightning speed because it uses its cross-platform development tool. The Dundee, Scotland-based company is making the announcement today at the Google I.O. conference going on right now in San Francisco. Again, if you leave to try to listen to it, we will cut you. The launch of 7 Chrome browser games, which were previously released on Android, is part of its ongoing campaign to promote Game Maker Studio, which is its cross-platform game development tool, which it sells to developers. The company releases hit games and makes money off of them, but it does so mainly to show off its tools, says Sandy Duncan, who is a man, not a woman. Some of you are old enough to remember Sandy Duncan. Yes. He's the chief executive of Yo-Yo Games. He did an interview with GamesBeat. Those tools, he said, make it easy to publish games on any platform and have them run at native performance speeds. That is, the games can run as if they were authored specifically to run on that particular platform. A variety of rivals claim that, but Duncan says that Yo-Yo Games has proven that it can do so with its published titles. He says, we eat our own dog food. You know, I don't know if I like that analogy. Yo-Yo Games launched GameMaker Studio as a $99 tool for professional game developers in May. The tools are based on free versions of the GameMaker, which were originally released in 1999. I think I have a copy floating around in here somewhere. By creator Mark O'Barn, have been downloaded more than 10 million times. For the past 6 years, Yo-Yo Games has been working on beefed-up versions of the development tools so they can be used to make games that can easily run across different platforms, including your Windows, Mac, Facebook, Android, iOS, HTML5, and yes, Chrome. GameMaker has a community of 500,000 registered users and is offered in more than 5,000 schools. He says, we've added so much value to the platform over the years, it justifies a paid version. Mm-hmm. The new Chrome games include Kirashi, Blue Shot, Reflections, Simply Minesweeper, Simply Solitaire, Simply Word Search, and Skydiver Mach 2. Those games will now be available to hundreds of millions of Chrome browser users. The company used its HTML5 format export tool to easily publish its Android games to Chrome with no additional coding required.
That's awesome.
The Reflections game reached number 3 on the top paid apps rankings on Google's Android market. Now, called Google Play, which I don't like. Duncan grew up in Scotland and was previously head of Microsoft's Xbox business in Europe. He said he joined the company 6 years ago and funded it to help it achieve its dream of creating a cross-platform development tool. It uses a flexible game master language that can be easily adapted for better performance. The tool has a drag-and-drop user interface. Yes, it does. It makes it easy for game creators to quickly adapt a new game to a new platform and doesn't require specific programming experience or graphical experience, for that matter, if I remember correctly. The cost of creating a game with GameMaker Studio is about $15,000 at present. Yo-Yo Games has 20,000 employees, including a number of people who previously worked at Real Time Worlds. Remember that, Cinder? They're the creator of APB.
Duncan, man, I gotta re-download that. I have not killed some people in a while.
Duncan said the company would begin a new round of funding soon. They do have some competition in the form of Spaceport.io, and Unity Technologies. Unity is all over the place too. In the coming weeks, Yo-Yo Games plans to embed a lot of new services within its tools. You will find, for instance, you'll be able to quickly add payment options or add networks into your game simply by selecting options with GameMaker. Normally, it takes weeks of integration to embed such services in a game. So these people are going to be rich. They have cornered a market on something, them and Unity. I don't know that Unity works this easy, though, and I've never played with it, so I don't know.
Well, all right.
Good luck to you peoples in Scotland. Mm-hmm. We love us some Scotland folk.
Yes. All right, so we've talked about this a little bit, but this has been more going with PC games. But anyways, Crytek boss says the future of consoles is free-to-play.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah. So that yearly, CEO and president of Crytek recently said that after his company finishes up the project, all future titles from the studio will be free-to-play. And a lengthy interview with computer and video games yearly said that the free-to-play gaming is the future of the industry, and the reason we do not see free-to-play games on consoles is because platform holders have done a good job of not allowing them at the behest of retail partners. Why are free-to-play online games not widespread on consoles? You should ask Microsoft and Sony this question. We see the future of consoles as free-to-play, ideally focused on free-to-play. That's what I want to see in the future. But unfortunately, not everybody shares this vision due to many other reasons. Hardware manufacturers are reliant on distribution and retail businesses, and those companies who are not reliant on third-party retail businesses such as Apple can go 100% digital, he continues. They don't have the problem of retailers saying, I will not sell your hardware if you do not give me boxed games, too. He says that is the culprit of the problem. Yearly goes on to say that retailers would be unlikely to sell consoles only so content because that wouldn't make any profit off the hardware. He also says that tablet PCs will soon surpass the technology offered in home consoles. This is very true. We're coming up on that very quick.
That always happens, though, and then the consoles come back and surpass the PCs for a while. It's
true.
No big news there.
Yeah, and he says when that happens, home console sales will diminish. Whatever happens, Yearly says that his company will be making both casual and hardcore titles for tablets and other platforms in the future. Ultimately, what he's saying is that there could be high-quality, free-to-play games on consoles if the platform holders allowed it, and when most software is sold online, things could change. At the end of the day, most fans don't care about all this talk about digital distribution, free-to-play, etc. Gamers go where the best games are. That's true. And, you know, he's got a point. And I'm wondering now, you know, we've been griping at Microsoft for moving away from gamers. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're just looking a way to make up for what they're going to lose if games go free-to-play.
You may be right. I had not thought about that.
I mean, if you're looking to make up money you're losing elsewhere, why not expand into a different market? Your consoles already do gaming, and if you're going to be losing the money from gaming, you make it up with the TV services.
I did not think of that, Ginger. That's a very interesting point.
Interesting.
I still wish they would give us more love, although I did spend a good,
yeah,
good most of my time last night while rebuilding the site, watching Sex and the City on my HBO Go app.
Oh, very nice, very nice. I tried to sit down and watch that series, but I can't. But that's fine, because I'm working on Star Trek The First Generation or something like that. Anyways, the precursor to the original Star Trek.
Boo.
It's actually really good. I'm watching it a couple of years late. I know it's already canceled, yada, 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 but it's all right.
I didn't like it when it was on. It could be canceled all at once.
I was laughing that the computers that they were using had buttons. I was like, wow, we've already moved away from that. And this was only done 10 years ago.
Our technology, at last count, was doubling every 3 months.
Yes, yes. I mean, because he had, like, buttons on his screen. I was like, wow, we have touch screens.
Minority Report, anyone? Okay. Oh, how adorable. Okay, lots of stuff going on Facebook. I'm going to need y'all to back up just a little bit. All right, Mass Effect, remember we told you yesterday the new ending was out because some of you whined a lot. So first of all, I want to let you know spoilers are coming, so you may want to turn this down for probably the next 3-4 minutes, and after that we're probably going to end the show, so you at least want to turn it back up to hear the end. However, most people... Let me make sure I got this right. Okay, so many people were disagreeing with the whole indoctrination angle in Mass Effect 3. I have no idea what this is about, by the way, because I have not played it. The individuals think, of course, that BioWare went out of its way to state a completely nonsensical denouement to Shepard's space opera. They cite bad writing, negligence, and so on. And unfortunately, the extended cut was put together just for you people, the ones who are not in the IT crowd. People over our boys over at VentureBeat agree with us. With today's patch, it was a first ask question, the later ecosystem. The ME3 ending never had a chance to truly click with any of you. Even worse, instead of getting a playable epilogue where you could wake up and finish the fight, which BioWare should have included with his original game, they're saying you're getting some added cutscenes for the last act, not even 4 months removed from the title, release of the title. Some of you need to quit whining. Of course, the indoctrination theory is just that, a theory, and it developed because some fans dug deeper into the story instead of digging into BioWare. The most iconic fictional franchises make you think, sometimes through controversy, and Mass Effect is part of that hallowed fraternity. Our guy over at VentureBeat didn't want they to take away the intrigue of the current finale or challenge its implied purpose. But, of course, BioWare caved in from the pressure. Which sucks.
Pressure gets them every time.
Uh-huh. And we'll be talking about more about this tomorrow night, as if we haven't harped on this enough. But really, and some of you out there who've played Mass Effect, feel free to stop by the show tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you've played Mass Effect, let us know. Did I say that already? I'm repeating myself. 4:30 this morning. 4:30. Yeah, stop by because I'd like to hear your opinions on it. Again, personally, as a gamer, I never want them to change the ending of a game. I will complain about it, but not in so much as a way that they need to change
yeah.
it. I may say, man, this ending pissed me off. Or, man, this was horrible. This was not good. This was not good. BioWare, you really should just have said, you know what? Love it or hate it. We're not changing anything. You can work on a game trying not to get this crap.
It could have been, but no. Instead, they would rather work on crap. All right, so we got a couple minutes. I can do another one?
You got five. Do it.
Saddle up, cephalo. I can't read goodness. Saddle up cephalopods.
Yeah, that's why I skipped that one right there. I'm looking right at it. I did not take it.
Cephalopods. Cephalopods. There we go. Saddle up cephalopods. Squid's Wild West launches today on the App Store. Yay! All right, so fresh from the oven, the Game Baker's latest delicacy, Squid's Wild West, is now on the App Store. This turn-based RPG continues the story that started in last year's chart-topping Squid's while offering exciting new gameplay challenges and improvements, ensuring that Squid's Wild West will be a hit with returning fans and new players alike. All right, so it looks like the game can be downloaded today for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. Hey, what the hell? Why no Android love? Anyways, in West Team Springy Heroes continues their epic adventure across the seven seas to put a stop to the black ooze sliming up their idyllic kingdom. Set in Seawood, the hometown of gunslinger Clint, Squid's Wild West features six new locations creatively constructed around from items that have fallen into the ocean from the human world above. While exploring this aquatic frontier, players will meet up with four new playable squids, including feisty cowgirl Calamari Jane and the mysterious chief Ronimo. Yeah. Plus, the group will encounter a bevy of new enemies, environmental obstacles, stat-boosting helmets, and wild seahorses that can be captured and ridden into battle. All right. So, the colorful cartoon artwork, humorous storytelling, and catchy music fans loved in the original Squids are back in the sequel, along with a number of new features and gameplay improvements. Notably, this Universal app includes, hey, I'm not calling the Universal app if I can get it on my Android. Just saying. Alright, so, yeah, it includes iCloud syncing, so players can access saved games and continue the adventure on any iOS device. Other online capabilities include Game Center leaderboards, achievements, and the ability to post Squid teams on Facebook and Twitter. Awesome. Okay, so that sounds like fun. If you get to play it, let us know. It looks like it's going to be $1.99 USD on the App Store, and it's currently only 99 cents USD during a limited time launch promotion. So head over there and get it now while it's still cheap, folks.
All right, so we got a few minutes. I do want to squeeze this in. Happy birthday, Atari!
Yay! Happy birthday!
Atari's 40 years old, and they are having some events and things going on around the web.
How?
40. This is their 40th anniversary. They have some recent mobile releases, which I have not gotten around to playing, Circus Atari, and, of course, Centipede Origins, which we told you about last week. And also, Celebration of Milestone Atari has a couple of little Atari timelines information, which we'll share on our Facebook page after the show. And there's also a video up on Atari's YouTube channel. They're also doing a giveaway, 40 giveaways in 4 days, sweepstakes starting today. You can visit the Atari Facebook /Atari is what it is for opportunities to win Atari arcades. Yes, the cabinet, T-shirts, and more. They also want you to post a photo of you and your friends wearing your Atari T-shirts to their Facebook wall. So if you happen to have that, hey, get on in there and win. And again, happy birthday to the company that started it all for us. You did this to us.
They did, and I cannot thank you enough. That is just...
We love you for it. All right, guys, it's time for us to get out of here. We will see you tomorrow bright and early. Well, it's not really early. It's gamer early right here on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, keep an eye...
Afternoon, then yes.
If you are watching our Twitter feeds as well, if I see anything interesting going on at Google, I might send you a cinch, maybe, possibly. And we'll see you tomorrow morning and tomorrow night for this week in Game It. A little Kill Bill for my girls today. Sword fight. Did you sing Kill Bill?
I have. Awesome.
Yes, I love this little fight scene right here.
Actually, half the time I was like, what is going on with this movie?
Hey, that's like old school. See, you didn't watch your old school karate movie, did you?
I didn't. No, I'm a sci-fi chick.
Sad, Ginger, sad.
I know.
Either way, awesome movie. I'm trying to share this Atari video with you guys, but Atari apparently does not want us to share, so I guess I'll just subscribe. They are like, oh.
Oh my god, I just gotta. I can't talk about this on air.
Yeah, no, you cannot.
I got emails from a knockoff Facebook. get laid tonight. Or we can't make it any easier to get laid tonight. That's nice.
All right, Ginger, tell the people bye-bye.
Later, boys and girls.